Let's look at some other situations where the Spirit of God moves. Let's go to John 5. We're going to start at verse 1, but we really want to focus on verse 4. Still hear pages turn. Praise God. After this, come on, talk to me now. There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda. How you say that? Bethesda, that's it. Having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of what? Impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole or whatsoever disease he had. Now, most of the time they keep reading, we talk about the guy that couldn't get in. Let me fix something for a minute. Will you fix this for me? It's turning where it won't turn off. So I keep going. Praise God. Now, normally that's what gets talked about. We're not going to go to verse 5. We're just going to stop at 4. But I want you to see something. What are we talking about? When the Spirit of God moves. So what happened? God sent his angel to trouble the water. And through that method, whoever stepped in first, they didn't get healed. See that I learned that listening to the keto diet on Kenneth Copeland, Red, when you told me, the man made a point. He said, talking about the 10 that had a leprosy, he said the 9 were healed, but the one that came back was made whole. And there's a difference. The healed, they got healed of leprosy. But when leprosy, it said you lose nose. I mean, you lose part. He came back. He was made. I mean, he got his nose back, his ear, whatever. He was made whole. Whoever stepped in the water, if they were missing something, they were made whole. That's how the Spirit of God moves. Right? Praise God. Got it? Thank you. He was made whole. Hallelujah. Let's go on. My son got all kind of stuff on here. All right. I know the majority of the time we hear about, like I just said, the man who couldn't get in the water on his own. But let's focus on the first four scriptures. God used the troubling of the water to heal or to actually make whole. Notice that it didn't happen until when the Spirit of God moved. The car, vehicles, they have already been built. But if you don't get in and start it up, or you can even start it, remote start the car and put it in gear, nothing will happen concerning going somewhere as far as a car goes, right? Well, I want to tell you, your joy is already available to you. You just have to put it in drive. Your healing is already available to you. You just have to put it in drive. Come on now. Your miracle, whatever that is already available to you. You don't hear me. Come on. Your house, glory to God, is already available to you. Come on, that financial breakthrough, that financial blessing is already available to you. Ain't that right, Swerve? You just had to put it. What did he do? He put it in drive. Look at that. Look at that basket sitting over there. Glory to God. What if that was you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is claim and say, I'm next. You know, my sister, they got their new house. You know what? I screamed real quick. I'm next. Guess what? Sammy got a house before I did. Somebody else, guess what? I still holler. I'm next. Glory to God. Glory. You ought to put it in drive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get the Spirit of God moving in your life. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo, you ought to be. Woo, glory to God. When you get the Spirit of God moving, ain't no telling what's going to happen. Ain't no telling how far he'll take you. Glory to God. Far beyond what you believe. Far beyond what you can ask or think. God is ready. Hallelujah. He's at the ready to do it for you. He's at the ready to move. Glory to God. He's at the ready to say, here you go. Glory to God. I love you this much. Glory to God. Now go out and be a blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whoo. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me find my spot. He so wants to move on your behalf, but you have to walk uprightly. You have to ask, seek, and knock. That's fellowshipping with the Father. You have to give so it shall be given. You just did that. Hallelujah. Fear not, for the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. So you have to fear not. Hold fast to the profession of your faith. These are some things you have to do. Now you think back to yourself. What's some of the things I need to do? You know what you need to work on? You know what you need to work on? I do too. Do you want the Spirit of God moving? I'm showing you what happens when it moves. I'm showing you what happens. These are just a few. Are you ready for the Spirit of God to move? He's already moved this morning. He's not done, I'm trying to tell you. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I really don't think I'm going to read all of this. It's kind of a lot. This is what I just got through saying a while ago. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, all ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. You getting there? I'll wait. I'll be conscious. Verse 15. And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord, unto you, be not. Come on, I know y'all see it up here now. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this. Well, don't you know great things are going to come? He just said it. Stuff going to come. Don't mean you got to let it settle. Just like these little dogs out here in front of Pastor them house. The bishop, they ready to. He ready to send them on. They just not dog people. they trying to settle though. But you know, they ain't gonna settle here. They, you know, it being nice as he can, but it's time for them to move on. Anybody want dog? That's I'm joking about that. For the battle, what is not yours, but who? Why are you fighting? Why are you worrying? If you get the Spirit of God moving, what you got to worry about? Junior just said he's infinity. So 100 million, billion, trillion don't mean nothing to God. What can that do compared to infinity? Do you, everybody know what infinity mean? There's no end. So how can you compare to that? There's nothing to compare to that. So we've been made in his image and after his likeness. Why? Do you worry? All you got to do when you begin to try to worry, just say infinity. I'm hooked up with infinity. What I'm worried about? Didn't say that the 100 billion, trillion, million, gazillion, gugal, whatever, don't mean nothing when it compares to God. Woo-hoo, glory to God. It don't mean nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.